This is a declaration for Robert Montgomery, Robert Montgomery, date of service is 10/19/2023, date of birth 5/12/1960, date of accident 10/6/2023. Follow-up visit, patient reports that he is unable to hold his neck and head up, severe pain in the head, severe pain in the neck and the left shoulder is bothering him a lot. His elbow has also become slightly painful and he has been taking trazodone. He reports a loss of appetite, sleepiness, anxiety, panic, cannot drive or sleep. He feels like he's going to have an accident. He reports a pain in the neck to the tune of 7. Mid-back pain is now 5 or 6. The severe spasm of the muscles. Pain in the lower back is 7 to 8. Left shoulder pain is around 7 with difficulty in lifting the arm. Now patient also has a pain in the right knee and the severity is between 8 and 9. Patient reports no relief at all in the pain. Please review the chart for ADL, for system review, for additional histories. Current pain medication is Tylenol with codeine. And substance abuse, compliance history, the physical examination, blood pressure 107 over 66, pulse 94, pulse ox is 100. Rest of the examination will be coming from the previous visit, which is 1108-141. General review, musculoskeleton and extremities examination. I did not report a knee examination in that 1108-141. Please mention that there is a peripatellar tenderness. However, there is some tenderness of the medial collateral ligament, but the range of motions are normal. There is no crepitus grinding or popping noise in the right knee, and valgus varus are normally not present. Anterior drawer, posterior drawer is negative. McMurray Steinman negative, while patellar apprehension was positive. Diagnoses are the same. Plan is to continue the physical therapy. And we discussed the MRIs with the patient. It is found, the following MRIs are found positive. They were done on October 17, 2023. Cervical spine MRI shows a herniated disc at C23, C34, C45, C56, C67, C71. Thoracic spine at T11 and T12, patient has a disc herniation. And then in the lumbar spine, it is found that patient has a bulging disc at L5S1. These MRIs are discussed at length with the patient with all the models and alternative treatment, options of treatment. Patient wants to go see a spine surgeon of his choice. All the records have been forwarded to him. And once the patient has discussed with the spine surgeon for a possible surgery, we'll continue from there. Physical therapy will continue and we'll decide about any injection, role of injection treatment at a later date. For now, patient will continue his medication. He'll be seen on 11/16/2023. Thank you.